Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now, great things have happened to school dinners in recent years. Jamie Oliver banned turkey Twizzlers and reined in the chips and replaced them with healthy fruit and vegetable that children need. And here in Hertfordshire, the school's catering service has received a Soil Association Award for their great use of fresh, seasonal and organic ingredients. Well, I mean, that all sounds great, doesn't it? Not if the kids don't eat the food. Environmental education consultant Ruby Rout has been working with pupils at St Albans City School to find out how much food ends up in their bins. And she came up with some shocking results. Ruby, thank you very much for joining me. Now, you've started a pilot food waste ninja project in St Albans City School, and you measured the amount of food that they wasted. Now, what did you find out?
So, the whole project has been a shocking journey for me. I never thought that so much food is wasted from a school.
Yeah.
So, in the first week when we did our audit, where we started weighing the food on Monday up until Friday, we found out that more than 107 kilograms of food was wasted in a week just during the lunchtime.
Wow, that's a lot of food, isn't it? And just to give us a feel of how much that is per child, do you have a figure for that?
So, in a year, they are wasting about 17 tons, more than 17 tons of food.
Right.
So, per child, one child is wasting 60 kg of food in a year, in one school term.
Wow.
40 weeks.
Oh, wow. So, that's about a kilo and a half per child per week. Now, I'm thinking, so, one of those ordinary bags of sugar, that's a kilo.
Yes.
One and a half, that kind of size worth of food. And this is only children's. This is primary school children's food meal, isn't it?
Yes. So the pilot project was done in a school that had a children from year 5 years old up until 9 years old. So
okay.
They are not even...
They don't
the
have
full
enormous...
School. No.
So they're not massive great portions.
No, no.
And a kilo and a half per week of that has been wasted. Well, I find that shocking, do you?
Yeah, well, it is shocking because the kids are only getting about 250 to 300 grams of food per child,
right.
Depending on which year you are.
Yeah.
And if you are throwing that amount of food, well, all the nutrition is going to bin rather than to the kids' body health.
Yeah, I mean, that's an enormous proportion of the food that's being wasted, isn't it? Now, did you find out what kind of food it is that's being wasted?
So, yes, we did segregate each food. So they were in four different bins. One was mains, that is your meat and vegetarian option. The second one was vegetables. So you get like beans, peas and sweet corns, etc.
Yeah.
A third was for pudding and fourth was for fruit. And it was like astounding amount of vegetable being wasted. I can't even say now because about like every day we had about... 9 to 10 kilograms of vegetable just going to the bin.
Wow. So really this is the sort of healthy, nutrient-packed part of the meal is just being chucked away.
Exactly. I mean, the mains usually contain some kind of carb, but if you're looking at the vitamins and minerals and stuff,
right.
it's the vegetable that's got it, and they are just going to the bin.
Okay. Now, did you find any indication about why it is? Well, for start, that the kids are wasting so much food, and why it is that it's the vegetables that are going into the bin?
So, yes, in the beginning of the week, what we did was we did a child's assessment survey where I asked a few questions about who chooses the food or why don't you eat the food? And most of the children who said that they didn't like the taste of the food. Some said they want to go out and play. They are always in a rush because their friends eat faster than them.
Okay.
Various reason. Some children said that the portion is too big for them.
Yeah, okay. I suppose that probably goes with the I want to get out and play thing as well. If there's a lot of food, it takes you longer to eat it, doesn't it?
Yes.
And do they have this system whereby once your friend who's sitting next to you has finished, he goes off and plays and you're left finishing your carrots?
Yes, it does happen that. Okay. So whoever eats first gets to go out and play. So.
Right, okay. It's not surprising the carrots get left then, is it? And what, you saw the vegetables. Were these particularly strange, overcooked, nasty vegetables, or were they?
They were simple, blanched vegetable. Yeah, so basically most of the vegetable that came out from the kitchen, they were boiled.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it, as you say, just very plain vegetables.
Yes.
Right. So have you tried to do anything about this?
So the whole project goes in like three phases. The first phase is we do the assessment, we do the waste audit and see the how much food we are wasting. The second part is the workshops where I go in, I train ninjas. Ninjas are all the children who want to take participate in this food waste project. Yeah. And we did one a workshop, 30 minute for each class, where they came and I talked about how much food we wasted last week, and they were quite surprised by the amount.
They were surprised.
Yes. And well, then after that we watched a simple small video about where the food comes from. So it was just a simple where a person sows a seed and then it grows to a plant, goes to the factory, turns into a flower, it goes to your house, the shops, supermarkets and stuff. And then your mum and dad cooks food and then you eat only half and rest all half goes to the bin.
Yeah.
So it was a simple message, but everybody were like gobsmacked, even the little ones. They were like, wow, all that energy and water to make that food is gone in the bin.
So they were really surprised to find this, were they?
Yes. I was fascinated to see the expression, actually, while watching the video itself. And after that, what we did was tailored according to the classes. I did a small activities where they sat down and, well, the key stage one learned how to make a pizza, not just from the salami and the thing, but where the salami comes from, that comes from pig, and then all this kind of thing, the small branches that get often missed.
Right.
For the key stage two, I bought some real vegetables from supermarkets, and then we did a Food Miles trump card, so where they get the score according to the where the food comes from. If they have a packaging, they scored some points. So whoever gets the lowest point got the low impact, and right. They are the winner.
So you had some sort of fun ways of basically learning about where your food comes from and the impact that its production has.
Yes.
So did the children indicate that actually having learned all of this, they'd be less likely to waste food?
Yes, because key stage two children mostly thought that because the tomato that they were eating were not coming from UK but from Morocco, they were in a way surprised, like, wow, the food all the way comes from there.
Right.
For us to eat here, and then we are throwing it away. At the end of the whole workshop, some of the children came and pledged as well. So I had a pledge card, and then they took a picture saying that, oh, I'm going to try a new food, or I'm not trying to throw food, or I'll spread the news to the homes where mum and dad can learn more about the food and we can do the game at home, those kind of things. Yeah.
Okay. Will you get the opportunity to do a second audit to see whether what you have taught the children has changed their behaviour?
So, yes, at the end of the whole workshop, I did talk to the eco teacher and give her some of the what next they can implement in the school.
Yeah.
So some of them was the traffic signs to say not to waste food that they can put up in dining halls. The other one was maybe they could get a compost bin where children can look and see how they can recycle food.
Yeah.
So these kind of things. So I'm giving them a couple of weeks to implement this whole plan accordingly and then see, and then go back and do a waste audit again and to see the impact report.
To see whether it succeeds.
Yes.
And this is just a pilot project, isn't it? It sounds like it's been, well, successful in highlighting a problem and in also in alerting the children to what's going on and why it's important. What do you hope will happen now with the project? Obviously, you're going to go back to City School with your second audit and follow-up, but where from here?
So right now I'm calling out all the schools, all in St Albans and Hertfordshire area, if they want to come and run this project with me. So I want to make it almost like a ripple effect and going all across the country and every children fighting to reduce food waste. So that's my ultimate goal. Right.
Okay, so if there's anybody involved in schools, teachers, or, I mean, even parents, to be quite honest, who's listening, if they get in touch with you, if they think it'd be a good idea to run the project like this in their school, is there a cost involved, Ruby?
Yes, there is a slightly cost involved. Obviously, if I'm doing more than one school, then I'll have to be in different places. And plus, this is what I studied, environmental science, and I wanted to be as a part of my living.
Yes, of course, you'll be spending time doing this.
So, yeah. Yes, there is a small cost involved. But however, if there are any other different organizing coming to work together with me and I'm happy to fund, then I could do this for free at different schools.
Okay, and perhaps if there's anybody out there who, I don't know, perhaps feels this is something like they'd like to sponsor, it sounds like, I mean, it really does sound like the impact that something that, like you're doing could have, given the tonnage of food waste that you're talking about, could have an enormous impact, couldn't it?
It does. I mean, this is just the beginning. What we want is the new whole generation who are in the school at the moment to wake up to the food waste, the amount of food waste that we are throwing at the moment, and hopefully the next generation will tackle the problem, basically.
And I suppose not just that, but of course if the kids aren't eating any vegetables for at least one meal a day, then they are missing out nutrition as well. So it's not just a food waste issue, but also a nutrition issue. It's all very well having Jeremy Oliver telling us, oh, you know, he's improved school meals and they've got all these vegetables, etc. The kids aren't eating them. That's not really helping, is it?
Yes, definitely. So one of the solutions that the school said to me was they could put vegetable in the pudding, and that could be another solution to encourage children to eat food. I mean, yes, why not? So they were saying that maybe we could put parsnips and sweet potato, you know, like a flapjack or something.
Well, we have carrot cake, so why not? Beetroot chocolate cake. Well, I suppose this is the thing. You're looking at lots of creative solutions, aren't you?
Yes.
Excellent. Jolly good. Well, Ruby, it sounds like, as you say, this is just a pilot project. It sounds like it's something that should go and go. So we look forward to hearing from you and hearing how the project runs from here. Ruby, thank you very much indeed for joining us and, well, highlighting this really important issue.
Thank you.
I was talking there to educational environmental consultant Ruby Rout, and Ruby will be joining me again for the Environment Matters International Women's Day special on Wednesday the 8th of March, and it will be at our normal time, 7 o'clock, when she's going to be talking about the environmental project that she's involved with the Women's Environment Network. So do join us then. It's going to be a really exciting day, actually. Last year's Radio Verulam Women's Day was fantastic, and we're looking to an even better day of broadcasting for you this year. So all the information that Ruby was talking about, I'll make sure it goes on our blog, environmentmatters.wordpress.com, but do also take a look at the Environment Matters pages of the Radio Verulam website, and you can also download our podcast from there. So a few events coming up that you might be interested in. First of all, Transition St Albans, they're holding a couple of public meetings offering you help if you're thinking of holding a street party this summer. Big Lunch street parties are going to be taking place across the country in June. And if you've thought about holding a street party but you don't really know where to start, then this is the chance for an informal chat with some people who've already done it before. They'll be discussing things like consulting with your neighbours, filling in the forms, how to physically close a road. So Transition St Albans suggests that you might like to come along with a neighbour. It's the meetings, there's two different ones on different days, depending on whether you're in St Albans or Harpenden. The St Albans meeting is Monday the 6th. That's at 8 o'clock. There's going to be free hot drinks and nibbles, and that's at the Beach House in St Albans. That's in the middle of St Albans. And then the Harpenden meeting is on Friday the 10th. That's at 10:15 in the morning, and that's going to be in Strada in Harpenden. And they'll be meeting upstairs. And they'll also be discussing how to build on the community cohesion that a street party brings. So they'll also be talking about the concept of playing out, where local people in a street decide as a community to apply to close their own road to through traffic more regularly so that kids can play out in the street. So, sounds a really exciting thing, doesn't it? A really nice way of getting a bit of community cohesion there. And then another event that you might be interested in, there's a fundraising Indian meal for Hearts Hike Honduras. So you'll remember that the St. Albans Oxfam supporters run the Hearts Hike every year to raise money for a different Oxfam project. So the last one was for their work in Honduras, and they're raising a bit more money this year at an Indian meal. That's going to take place on Sunday evening, the 12th of March. It's going to be at Abbey Spice on Stanhope Road in St. Albans. That's not far from Clarence Park, if you know it. People will be meeting at 7 o'clock. The meal will start at 7:30. Tickets are £20 for the food. You pay for your own drinks, of which Abbey Spice are donating a third to the Oxfam Hondurans project, and they say vegetarian options are available. So lots, and actually I also say that they do gluten-free options and that sort of thing at Abbey Spice as well. Very good with that sort of stuff. Do support this friendly evening, say the Oxfam group. They hope that you'll enjoy delicious food and help Oxfam at the same time. So they're hoping that with the proceeds of this meal, they're hoping to bring their Honduras fundraising over their £6,000 target. So that'd be great. Anyway, if you're interested in that and you'd like to book a place, or if you've got any queries, then you can email heartshike@gmail.com, or you can contact Hilary on 07849 041285. All a bit of a mouthful, so what I'll make sure I do is put all of that information into our blog, rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com. Right, you can also put your own events, whether it's a meal for Oxfam or whether it's a playing out meeting. You can also put all your own events on the pages, what's on pages of the Radio Rowland website. You can put them there for free so everybody can see them. Excellent. Now, we always like to hear from you. Tweet us at rv_environment. Email us at environmentonrv@gmail.com. Next week, Heron Watch is back. Until then, thank you for listening.